Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. From the foothills through Sacramento to the Bay, the summer concert scene is starting to sizzle like the upcoming heat wave. I think it's like 112 this weekend. Joining us again to cap off our week of shows with their top picks for upcoming live music is Cap Radio music host Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia. Hello.
Is it going to be up to 112?
That's what I saw.
Weekend? How do you say that with such a chipper lilt
well,
in your voice?
I'm looking at the both of you. You make it easier.
Oh, so. That's wow. Boy, she's good at this.
Quite nice.
Yeah. Every time I think I got
ice
her.
Cubes, you know. So.
You're very welcome.
All right, Andrew, I'm going to start off with you. Actually, this is pretty fitting. First up, you have Pool Kids. And they are an American math rock emo band. What is math rock?
To break it all down, you said American math rock band, America. They're American. Easy enough. Math rock, we've talked about on the show before with Sosis. It's sort of a genre driven by rhythmic complexity of like the drums and guitar lines. Lots of syncopation, odd time signatures, breakdowns, all that fun stuff. And you've got emo, which is emotional music that's, in touch with its feelings. Those feelings can range from sad and melancholic to like angsty and angry and full of rage.
Take that, Dad.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the pool. The thing that I really like about Pool Kids, though, is that they encompass that entire emotional spectrum of emo. So in one song, you'll get like the beautiful introspective melancholy of like regrets, and then you'll get the screaming angst of like a tough breakup.
Yeah, you're bringing back my emo years of high school and college where it's like, they just understand me. My parents don't.
Yes.
So their Pool Kids is going to be playing Friday night at Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco. So let's get a little taste. This is the single, That's Physics, Baby. Yeah, I'm definitely getting that math rock feel.
Yeah, you're counting along. It's the odd time signatures. Yes, it's very fun.
So your next pick, Andrew, is Cuffed Up, and they're going to be performing right around the corner, July 17th, Monday, at the Starlit Room in Sacramento. How did you get involved, or how did you first get a taste of Cuffed Up?
I was looking around to see what sort of bands are coming. There's, you know, the way it sort of goes, looking for stuff. There's bands that are already on my radar that I'm excited about, already know that they're on their way. And then I'll just scour around. And I saw Cuffed Up, and they're super great. They've got a lot of 90s energy, some grunginess, some garage fuzz, a bit of shoegaziness at times. And those are all really like hallmark genre of 90s groups. But this is sort of in the new and a new sort of spin on it. And it's very good.
And they've been compared to Sonic Youth and the Pixies. Is there like a 90s feel to them?
I think so. I think with the genre, and they also, similar to the Pixies and Sonic Youth, sort of switch off between male and female lead vocals. And so there's a lot of that fun interplay that you get with bands like them.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to Small Town Kid by Cuffed Up. And that is Cuffed Up. We'll be playing at the Starlit Room on Monday, July 17th in Sacramento. Okay, Nick, It's your turn. Okay. You're up. Toon Yards.
Toon Yards. One of my favorite groups for so many years. I love this duo. Meryl Garbus is largely the person who's like looked at as like the brain, the person who's really behind the band Toon Yards, and largely correct, but often overlooked is her writing partner Nate Brenner. Together, they make this loop-based art rock. Started off in Oakland early off in their career, which likely led to them scoring the film "Sorry to Bother You" by Boots Riley. If you haven't seen that, excellent, excellent. Mm. Some of the edges of their music lately have been kind of smoothed off, which is fine by me. I like the melodic offerings, but I'm also curious about what they're going to sound like if they go to sort of their back catalog, like their like tracks from like 2009's Bird Brains or a song like Gangsta. But like, here's a good example of what I mean by a smoother sound. This is from their most recent record, Sketchy. It's called Hold Yourself, and it's one of my favorites.
All right, and that is Toon Yards, who is playing with Os Mutantes up in the foothills at Grass Valley August 23rd.
August 23rd, yes, such a fantastic venue, I think, especially for those two bands together, Os Mutantes and Toon Yards together. That should be a fantastic, fantastic show. If you can hear my voice, Grass Valley, get your tickets.
Yeah, I love Grass Valley. Foothills are beautiful. Okay, last up, we only got a couple of minutes, the Mountain Goats, Nick.
Get your tickets now. October 7th may seem a little ways away off in your calendar, but it's going to be worth it, and I bet this sells out pretty, pretty hard. John Darnielle, master lyricist, often writing songs and albums around a theme. The latest example being Bleed Out, tracks that were all inspired by 70s and 80s action film sequences. I'm going to play this one. It's about wrestling. It's from their 2015 record, Beat the Champ. This is a track called Foreign Object. It's delightful.
Wearing the spotlight, sweating real hard. All soaked in blood, like a newborn babe. Sharp thing hidden in my hand, shaped like an astrolabe. Gonna stick you in the eye with a foreign object. Gonna poke you in the eye with a foreign object.
Now I know why our producer Nick was laughing. Well, he was chuckling along to the lyrics while he was producing this.
The
song.
Whole thing is so smart and so wonderful. It's this like wonderful, like smooth, melodic, but like salt and vinegar lyrics. It's excellent.
Stabby in the arm with a foreign object. Well, on that note, not with both of you. You guys are my ice cubes during the heat wave.
HR is just down the hall.
And that is Cap Radio host Nick Brunner and Andrew Garcia with another round of Insights Concert Connect. As always, you can hear all modern music on Hey Listen, Cap Radio Saturday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and again from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.